This is Cherry Lane Genoway calling to order the May 24th, 2022 meeting of the Orange County Senior Citizens Advisory Council Executive Board. This meeting is being recorded. Dave, can you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
In my honor. Please all stand, hand over the heart to the veterans may salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Elizabeth, could you please take roll?
All right, Elizabeth Busick, present. Elaine Genoway.
Present.
Jean Hernandez.
Present.
John Pointer. Dave Tetzlaff.
Present.
Cynthia, she's resigned, and Meredith.
Present.
All right, we have a quorum.
Thank you. We also have Barbara Sloat, chair of the Wellbeing Reimagined Standing Committee, joining us today, as well as Office on Aging Director Erica Danzak and staff member Desiree Gonzalez. So now is time for public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the board regarding any items within the subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off agenda items unless authorized by law. Desiree, are there any requests to speak?
We did not receive any requests to speak in advance, and there are no members of the public present this morning.
Okay, thank you. So public comments is now closed. And Elizabeth, I see John Pointer has just joined us.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, our first item is number 5 on the agenda, and that's an action item, AB 361, review and make findings required by Government Code subsection 54953E3. Is there a motion to recommend that we continue virtual meetings due to the proclaimed state of emergency arising from COVID-19? Meeting in person may present imminent risks to the health and safety of attendees, and the emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person. It's been moved by Jean Hernandez, seconded by Elizabeth Busick. Desiree, could you please take a roll call vote?
Elizabeth Busick?
Yes.
Elaine Genoway?
Aye.
Jean Hernandez?
Aye.
John Pointer?
Aye.
Dave Tetzlaff?
Aye.
Cynthia Thacker? Cynthia Thacker?
She resigned. She's no longer a member.
Meredith Chalemi?
Aye.
And that is majority chair.
Okay, motion passes. Thank you. On to item number 6, Office on Aging updates. Erica.
Thanks, Elaine. Good morning, everyone. Just a few updates from the Office on Aging. First and foremost, I want to apologize for the snafu at the general meeting a couple of weeks ago regarding the CSL election. So because that didn't occur on May 13th as planned, we're going to have to conduct the CSL elections during our June 10th special meeting for all of SCAC. Hopefully that will go as planned. We can just, we'll include that on the agenda as an action item to approve the slate of the CSL candidates. So it should go smoothly. The other thing I wanted to mention is that Elaine and Meredith and I met to discuss the future of AB 361 and how to plan for SCAC meetings going forward in anticipation that the major disaster declaration is going to be lifted mid-July. Things are constantly changing. We're paying attention to the public health information, which is showing that COVID rates are going back up. And we've had quite a few outbreaks actually in the county among our county employees. So we're keeping a close watch on county buildings. Some programs have had to go back to indoor masking and so forth. So we are keeping a close eye on it, but we want to be able to contingency plan, because if SCAC decides not to move forward with virtual meetings, we don't want to be left with no plan in place. So we did schedule the July meeting to be an in-person meeting for all SCAC, and that's the July 9th meeting. And Easter Seals has agreed to host SCAC for the meeting and provide refreshments and so forth, with a big caveat that we may cancel if we decide that we need to still meet virtually. I have been in touch with Jenna Sergio, who has been working with Clerk of the Board to see what's the direction of other board councils and commissions. And in looking at AB 361, it's actually in effect until January 2023. So we do have that flexibility, unless something changes, to continue to meet virtually or assess it every 30 days until January of 2023. So I just wanted to put that out there and let the executive board know where we're at, because it'll continue to be something that we evaluate, but we are gonna have to kind of know either way on that June 10th meeting if the vote is gonna be virtual for July or in person. The nice thing is that according to County Council, each committee stands on its own. So SCAC, General SCAC, can decide to move to in-person meetings while the standing committees can still do a vote to meet virtually. I just, again, wanted to put that out there because it probably will be a point of discussion and a time that we do need to make a decision by June 10th.
Hey, Erica, I think Meredith had some information from a meeting she's recently been to.
Sure.
Good morning, everyone. With my new position at Leading Age, I'm very into the details of the public health emergency because of how it affects Medicaid. And it's now been extended until the prediction is October 13th.
Is that the MDD, the Major Disaster Declaration?
It's the public health emergency from Health and Human Services.
Okay, so that's just for the state then. Okay, great. So that, you know, that's another factor to take into consideration.
I just went to a conference and almost everyone coming back with knowing someone that got COVID there. So it definitely seems like a little surge is, like you're saying, Erica, is occurring again.
Yeah, my staff and myself went to the C4A conference in Los Angeles, and then we all came back to email notices saying that we had been exposed.
Exactly.
So it's just unfortunate. But anyway, moving forward with just a few more updates, the governor's May revise for the state budget was released last week. And so we had to analyze what the impacts would be to aging programs. And good news, it looks like there's an additional almost $60 million statewide in new investments to aging programs. We don't know how they will slice and dice it for local allocations just yet. So we don't know what that dollar amount is going to mean to Orange County. But overall statewide, it looks like that $59.7 million is going to include over $36 million to fund additional master plan for aging initiatives. So that's continuing to move forward. Then there's also some home and community-based services infrastructure planning and development, which includes about $4 million in one-time general funds and an additional almost $15 million for ongoing general funds. And then also good news for caregiver resource centers. They also will receive additional funding to the tune of $545,000 in ongoing statewide funding for training and technical assistance to the caregiver resource centers. The long-term care ombudsman program is also receiving some additional funding, as well as the Aging and Disability Learning Institute is something that CDA would like to launch. There's other statewide departments that have a training institute for the professionals in the field. It's something that we don't have in the aging and disability field. So they're hoping to build that. And so they're going to put some dollars into that. And then also some additional funding in older adult emergency preparedness and response for obvious reasons. So I'll keep you posted, as I always do, regarding our budget status. Once we see what that means for Orange County, I'll be able to give you some local numbers. And I think that's it. That's all,
Erica,
I got.
I know it's kind of early, but have we received any feedback from the Board of Supervisors from what we delivered to them a couple of weeks ago?
I haven't heard, just, you know, thank you, you know, appreciate SCAC. We did, I think I mentioned during our general meeting that you and I went to the board meeting and you were able to make comments and mention the report again, bringing it to their attention. So I know it's a really busy season right now. Today's board meeting is really long, but maybe after this meeting has passed, before, you know, we end Older Americans Month, we could touch base just to see if they have any questions.
Okay. I
could do that on Friday if you think that's appropriate.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I think it, because we want to keep it top of mind. So if they have that agenda packet, they don't just put it aside when the next one comes in, that they pull that report out and give it attention.
And even more so because we are going to be getting this additional funding. And so we need to them to be able to connect the dots, you know, that their support and approval of these grants really ties into those priorities that SCAC has highlighted. I love that there's funding going in for caregivers. We mentioned that in the report. So yeah, we need to help connect the dots for them.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Great. Thank you. Now on to my report. Well, first of all, are there any questions for Erica? Okay, well, thank you for the information. It's always great. And on to new business. As you know, Cynthia Thacker has resigned. She, her life has freed up a little bit since her mother passed away a year ago. So now she wants to pursue some other interests. And so with her resignation, the board can appoint an executive board member. So if you have any suggestions or anyone who would like to become a member of the board, that is an at-large position, let me know. I'll be happy to talk to them. But that is a position we do want to get filled. So we have a full board. And also, Cynthia was the senior center liaison. So we need to fill that responsibility, and it can be with a current board member or with the new person who'll come on board. So if someone would like to take that on, I would greatly appreciate it, because there's communication that does need to take place with the senior centers. So I don't see everyone raising their hand at the same time. So think about it long and hard and let me know, but that is a vital connection between SCAC and the senior centers. And most of that is, you know, that role is taking the information from the board meeting or the flyers and pushing them out to the SCAC members via email. So it's really no extra meetings for you. It is just being that communication hub, and the information is sent out via email, or when we do a survey, you're the point person to get that information back. So there's a central point to collect that information. Speaking of information, we had we did a survey, and I asked Cynthia for the results of that, and I only received one response. So did anyone else provide her with, Meredith? Did you provide her with? Okay. Yeah, I got yours, Barbara, but I didn't get Meredith, so. I will, just so I know there's at least two, I will ask her again to provide that so we can have that information. Okay.
I don't recall receiving a survey. Had I would have answered it.
It was a question that went out, an email from Cynthia, and it was about how did they promote the free iPads and get set up, and what was the feedback?
I answered it.
Okay, and you sent it to Cynthia?
Yeah, Melanie, she answered it and sent it to Cynthia. And so then I wrote to Cynthia telling her, you know, that this has been answered.
Okay, I will ask her again.
Okay.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I wrote it immediately.
Okay, good. City Selection Committee for Jean and I know very well what that is. City Selection Committee is where there are representatives from the different cities selected to be on the different regional boards. And the representation of it is by supervisorial district. So all the mayors from all 34 cities go to this one meeting, and then by district you vote for appointees to the different boards. So there were two seats for SCAC that were up, the first district and the second district. And SCAC is kind of hard to fill on this committee because number one, SCAC has two seats for each district, where most of the other committees are just one. But we did, so we do have a new member of SCAC, Paulo Morales from the first district. And I know Desiree has sent him all the paperwork. Hope that doesn't scare him away, but I will be reaching out to him. And what I did before the City Selection Committee is I contacted every mayor in the first and second district to let them know that there was this position available, that they would be sure to want to have their area represented, and tell them about the responsibilities, and offered my contact information if anyone had a question. So we do have one new member. So that second district seat will be vacant until it is filled. So the next City Selection Committee will be at the end of the year. So that one seat will be vacant for the next 6 months, at least. Old business CSL election. Erica spoke about it, so we will address that at the June 10th meeting. A question, though, that arose, Erica, and perhaps you can answer this, there was some confusion whether or not all of the members of the slate had to be present at the meeting at which they were getting elected.
I don't believe that that's a requirement. All of their paperwork has already been submitted to Janice at CSL, so and been approved. So as long as we have quorum and we can do the vote, they don't need to be present.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me, clarification. The bylaws do require the CSL member to be present. Okay.
The CSL bylaws or the SCAC bylaws?
Okay, CSL bylaws.
Oh, okay.
They're a CSL representative. So they have to be present.
Okay. All right. So at the June 10th meeting, we need to be sure to get everyone to that meeting for two reasons. We need to vote on CSL, and we also need to vote on the AB 361. And I know there's going to be, you know, I know there's some members who want to keep meeting virtually, and then there's some others who want to go back in person. My view is we need to take into consideration the health of the entire council. And I am concerned with this surge that's going on. I'd love to meet in person, but on the news this morning, they're saying in the last week, California itself has had an 186% increase week over week. And I know here in the city, we have four that are out with COVID and five that are in quarantine. So, you know, we are taking this month by month now, but we do need to have that meeting for the members to make that decision. So for the SCAC meeting, it needs to be 50% of the SCAC members plus one. For the standing committees, it's 25% plus one. So we'll do the SCAC meeting first, and then we'll roll into the standing committees and executive board. But please, everyone, be sure to attend. We will make that meeting as quick as possible. And SCAC meeting location, Erica touched on that. So we will continue to work on that month by month. We realize that for some of the senior centers, it really is a negative impact to their own operations when we meet. So it depends when we meet there, because they have the congregate meal programs at the same time. And right now, a lot of senior centers are understaffed, and they're trying to get back into the rhythm of things. So we're also seeking other locations, such as Easter Seals, their building. And we have met there before, and it was a very nice facility and very conducive to our meeting. And then we have the November meeting scheduled here at the Laguna Niguel Community Center. And we'll work on the ones in between. It just depends on, you know, whether or not we're going to meet in person or via Zoom. So that's it for my comments. Unless anyone has any questions, we will move on to the standing committee update. Jean.
Real quick question for, Erica's still here. Erica, our city is going to present the resolution on the elder abuse. There was a request that we get resolutions for our next council meeting, June 7th. Is it possible to get somebody, maybe you, to accept that resolution at our council meeting?
Thanks, Jean. I will be happy to. I'm going to put it on my calendar, but I want to give the Social Services Agency the opportunity to accept first.
That's fine. Just give me the name.
So I'm going to touch base with them today after this meeting, and then I'll let you know by the end of today who it will be.
Okay, perfect. I'll coordinate with our clerk, Marsh Brown. I will not be there at that meeting. I'm going to be gone all that week on a international convention in Houston. Rotary. I don't know if you're going there, Elaine. I am. So, it's been a hectic week. The meeting I went to, Health Reimagined, went fine. Good job by all there. Interesting speaker. In fact, I'll let whoever like to comment on that. Meredith, you want to comment on that? No, Meredith doesn't want to comment on that.
Barbara,
it was fine. It was a good speaker. So,
would Barbara like to say anything?
Barbara, would you like to say anything? She's mute. Not a whole lot to say, Barbara. It was good. Yeah, I think that's it. We don't have to beat that horse. Nice. And the speaker worked out okay, Desiree. I missed that meeting, and they did a good job. Okay, excellent. Thank you. That's it for me, Elaine. Like I said, I have been swamped. I was in Alaska all last week. Another Rotary gig. So stay where you're at, kiddo. Don't try to become a district governor. Trust me.
Nope, not. But I appreciate those who do.
So. Well, that's a bigger time bandit than SCAC. Trust me.
Okay. All right. But you enjoy it.
I do. I love it, but it's work.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a new phrase that I now have. Time bandit.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, senior center presentation schedule. Meredith.
Things are good with the presentation schedule. I have the inspiration and the pledge confirmed through 2022. So that kind of piece of scheduling is done. Just want to remind people, and maybe we can say it at the general meeting too, to please look at the agenda when it comes out so that you're not surprised if you don't have it on your calendar that your name is there. Mm-hmm. Some people have asked me if I can send them individual reminders, and unfortunately I can't do that. So hopefully.
I know Elizabeth used to call them. Elizabeth, can you still do that? Call them before the meeting?
I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Elizabeth. That's amazing. One person did say that she would forget. So I can tell you offline who that person is, and you can make sure to call her.
That could apply to many people, Meredith.
When Meredith, for the meetings that we'll have in person, remember you need to get two greeters
for
those meetings. And I suggest they be someone who lived near the meeting location, so they're not stuck in traffic when they should be greeting. And they should get there about a half hour before the meeting starts.
Yes. And so I may need help on that as well. It sounds like right now it's all up in the air. So mm-hmm. We have the potential meeting at Easter Seals, and maybe someone that knows. I can look at the list and see where people live and try to pick two people that might be able to be willing to come in person a half an hour early. And then the only other thing that I need is, Elaine, if you could shoot me the contact for the tech tutors, I would like to invite them to present when we do the intergenerational programming.
Okay. And when is that?
That is going to be...
Or I could look at my schedule. I print that.
That's okay. That is in September.
Okay. All right. I'll have to see when they're starting up because they go according to the school calendar. So, okay.
But I think that everything is in good order for 2022.
Good. Looking forward to it. Thank you for all your work on that.
Sure.
Okay. Any questions for Meredith? Okay, standing committee update. Senior center liaisons. So I already told you I will reach out to Cynthia once again to see if she has any more of those reports. CSL elections. John, do you have anything else to add?
No, I think you covered it and Erica covered it. I will take responsibility for getting the CSL members to the June 10th meeting.
Okay, thank you. Elizabeth, members in good standing.
Well, just about everybody, but our vice president, Jean Hernandez, has been absent to February, April, and May. But
Which meeting? Which meeting?
The general meeting. General's
three of them, are you sure?
February, February, was it? We have two.
Anybody sure it's Elizabeth?
Well, that's true. Okay. It's right here. But we know that you are busy with other things. Okay.
Well, I'm just trying to think because I don't recall missing three. I know I missed one for sure.
Yeah, I know you were in Alaska last month, but he may have popped on after.
In April, April 8th and February, both 7th and 14th.
Okay, hang on just a minute. Let me
take he'll check his calendar and get back to you, Elizabeth.
But anyway, if a person is late, I put late. If they leave early, I put that. So everything is noted.
Okay.
Yeah, April 8th, I was not there. I was at Cal State Fullerton deal. And what was the other date, month? March?
February.
February 11th?
No, it was March 11th. You were there on March 11th.
Okay, what was February's date?
There are two for February, February 7th and the 14th. You were absent at both.
Let's see here. Yeah, February 7th, I had a OCTA. And you said the 11th?
No, 14th, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, so the 14th was our regular meeting. So, I mean, we understand that sometimes people are...
Yeah, OCTA.
OCTA's
got a lot of stuff going on.
Well, also, with those special meetings, we understand sometimes people won't be able to make it because they're not our regular meeting.
Right.
So,
But I was just going by the regular meetings, not special meetings.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Any announcements?
I have a question. Has Cynthia resigned from all of SCAC or just being on the executive board?
My understanding was all of SCAC.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? Any announcements? Okay. So the important thing is to get everyone to our next meeting, the June 10th meeting. We will make that go as swiftly and efficiently as possible, but we do have some very important work to take care of there. And that's all I have. Anything else? No? Okay. Well, this meeting is adjourned at, I don't even know what time.
9:59
on the money. Oh, under a half hour. Okay. Yay for us. Okay, everyone go on and have a fabulous day, and I will see you soon. Bye.
Thank you,
everyone. Thank you.